The first half of the girls' JV game didn't record. We joined the broadcast during the halftime show. The Lady Indians' JV team leads 29-4.
Performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians are leading Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks JV 29-4. It's been all Indians in the first half. Indians have had balanced scoring. Everybody's been scoring. Everybody's been playing a lot. It's just moving the ball around. They put some pressure on the Lady Blackhawks, who haven't handled it very well. Lady Indians come into the contest playing well, but their record is our record is only 4-12. The Mississinewa Valleys is 2-13, I believe. And so it's two teams with not very good records, but our Lady Indians, you know, we play pretty hard, and there's one of our better younger players, Kiara Wendell, is on the varsity, starting on the varsity and playing a lot, so she's not playing on the JV. So there's a lot of talent there. We just need to get things going a little bit better. And I'm not worried about the future, because we have some very good talent, some very good girls. They just haven't been winning a lot, and that's okay. That's not the point of JV basketball, trying to see how great a record you can have, although that helps. But they're playing well, and it will come around when they next year, the year after that, when these sophomores and freshmen are up playing on the varsity. So a little over 30 seconds, a little under 30 seconds, excuse me, before the start of the second half. So it'll be Lady Indians' ball. Excuse me, I'm sorry. It'll be Mississinewa's ball to start the second half. Indians again lead 29-4 and playing well. As I was mentioning, tonight we have the boys play Mississinewa also, and it'll be Hall of Fame night. Next Thursday, girls will play at St. Henry. Friday, the boys host St. Henry, and that'll be the Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner from 4 to 6 in the Commons beforehand. You do have to have pre-sale tickets, and you can still get some probably on Monday at the high school office, but that'll be the deadline. After that, it is pre-sale only, and you can't get tickets after that. Then Saturday, the girls host Tri-Village at 1, and the boys host Lima Shawnee in the evening at 6. So Mississinewa misses the first shot. Indians rebound, come down, they miss the shot. 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And, excuse me, Mississinewa has it. Townsend out to Scholl, back into Townsend. She puts one up, no good. And it'll be Macy Day with the rebound. She comes the length of the court, goes down to Hope Wendell. She puts the ball up, off the rim, no good. Grace Guggenbill with the rebound, up and in. Nice. That gets her 5 points. Indians lead 31-4 now. Just under 6 minutes. We've played a minute here in quarter number three. Excuse me, it'll be Stockler bringing it up. She'll get it to Byram. Byram goes into the left corner. And she gets it to Scholl, who gets it back to Byram, but bounces it on the out-of-bounds line as she makes the pass. So Macy Day will trigger it in. And Aubrey Konapke will bring it up. Left-hand dribble over to Macy Day. Knocked out of bounds by Scholl. And the Indians will trigger it in. Into Macy Day. And that's up and in. And so it'll be 33-4. Didn't see who made that shot. I got distracted here, very sorry. And it'll be Indians basketball, 5:16. Sorry, I need to turn my phone ringer off. Got a phone call in the middle of that play, so we need to make sure my phone is disabled here. So, Mississinawa and Indians fighting out of bounds. It's going to go to, I believe, Mississinawa, yes. So I'll try to get us caught up here. Indians lead 33-4 while I'm trying to get my phone turned off so I don't get these phone calls. Okay, now I got that taken care of. Sorry about that. And it is Mississinawa's ball. It'll be Scholl in the left corner. She gets it to Byram. Shot up, no good. Macy Day with the rebound. 4.5 to go here. Macy quickly ahead to Grace Guggenbiller. She puts a shot up. No good, but she is fouled by, I believe, Byram. And that will be her third foul, I believe. Yep. So she'll come out after one of the foul shots here, and it'll be Taylor Collins, I believe, going in for the Blackhawks. She's on the varsity roster, but not on the JV roster, but she's a sophomore, so that's probably who is coming in for her. She's not listed on the JV roster, but she's number 21 on the varsity roster, and she's a sophomore, so more than likely that is who that is. Grace Guggenbiller's shot, first shot up and good. Second one up, it's also good, 35-4. Just over 4.5 minutes to go here. Scholl will trigger it in to Stockler. Stockler over to Townsend. And it'll be Kayekba over to Scholl in the right corner. Into Kayekba. And shot up. She's fouled by Macy Day. That'll be Macy's first. Team's first of the half. 4:09 left here. And it'll be Olivia Kayekba. First shot up and in. 35-5. Her second shot. Gets the ball. One dribble and up. That's also good. So Kayekba with a couple of foul shots for the Lady Blackhawks. And Macy Day will bring it up, tries to get it to Lily Luthold in the corner and bounces it out of bounds. So 4 minutes to go here in quarter number three. And it'll be the Lady Blackhawks ball. It'll be Scholl going to bring it in for the Blackhawks. She gets it to Stockler. Stockler brings it up to Kayekba, who is bumped by Macy Day. That'll be her second foul. Second team foul for the Indians in the half. So Scholl will get it in for the Lady Blackhawks, stolen by Garkey. She'll go the length of the court. Shot goes up. May have traveled. Shot no good. Out of bounds. And it will stay with the Indians. Whitley Rammel and one of the Blackhawks were fighting for it. And touched last by them. Ian quickly to Whitley Rammel. Shot up, no good. Fightsport gets their own rebound, comes down, tries to go up, and it'll be a jump ball, alternate possession. That will stay with the Indians. Macy will trigger it in. Got a little pause here while Whitley ties her shoe. Macy gets the ball now, and she'll get it into Faith Gruby, who shoots a three-pointer from the corner. That's usually her good shot. Off the rim, no good, but Whitley Rammel with a rebound up and in. 37-6 with 3.5 to go. We played half the third quarter here now. Indians with a comfortable 37-6 lead. That was Scholl from the left wing. A three-pointer up and in. Banked off the glass. 37-9. 3:10 left here. Macy Day on the left wing. Gets it out to Gruby at the top of the key. Back to Macy Day. Whitley Rammel at the foul line. Inside to Hope Wendell. Up and in. 39-9. Just under 3 minutes here in quarter number three. It'll be Stockler to Kaixpah. She gets it over to Scholl. Another three-point bank shot. Same as last time. I thought the first one was a fluke, but she did two in less than a minute, so maybe that's what she's supposed to do. Bank one in from the side on a three, so it's 39-12. And Faith Gruby over to Garkey, into Whitley Rammel, over to Hope Wendell, who loses the handle, and it's grabbed by the Blackhawks. Kaixpah goes into the lane, blocked by Whitley Rammel. Macy going the length of the court, over to Gruby, who goes in for the shot. No good. She is fouled by, see who he calls that on. That'll be Taylor Collins. That's her second foul. And Faith will go to the line. Indians lead 39-12. 2:07 here in the third quarter. Shot up and good for Faith. And Emma Colley comes in for the Indians, and Faith will have another shot here. First one's good. Second one is also good. 41-12. 2:07. And it will be Stockler getting it into Kaixpah. Back to Stockler. She'll bring it across center court. Kaixpah, she'll dribble down in the left corner. Back out to Stockler. Inside to Townsend. Tries to go inside and stolen by the Indians. And Faith Gruby will bring it up. It'll be Garkey. She'll get it into Hope Wendell. To Faith Gruby in the left corner. No good. And Hope gets the rebound. Gets it to Faith under the basket. And a little fight for it. But Faith had her foot on the line. So the ball will go back over to the Lady Blackhawks. Minute 33. Indians lead 41-12. Excuse me. So Blackhawks bring it in. Scholl to Kaixpah. She'll dribble it across center court. Out past the volleyball line. Now dribbles down into the left corner. Gets it inside. Didn't see who that was inside. Okay, that was Marcella Tariquez. And she goes up. Blocked by the Indians out of bounds. So they'll trigger it in. It'll be Scholl to Kaixpah. And she goes up. Shot no good. And Emma Colleague with the rebound. She'll bring it across center court to Macy Day. Macy to Gruby. To Colleague on the right wing. To Garkey. To Macy Day on the left wing. Three-pointer up. No good. Almost gets her own rebound. Knocked away by the Blackhawks. And it'll be Scholl. Stockler bringing it up court. And she tries to get that layup, but Marissa Garkey fouls her, so she'll get two. Indians lead 41-12, 52 seconds left here in the third quarter. And Stockler, first shot up, off the rim twice, and off. No good. Stockler will get her second one. Again, Indians lead 41-12. One dribble. Shot up. Off the back of the rim. No good. Whitley Rammel with the rebound to Macy Day. Macy gets it up ahead to Emma Colley. Shot up. No good. Darkey with the rebound. Hangs on to it. Gets it out to Macy Day. Top of the key. Three-pointer up. No good. And it'll be Stockler bringing it the length of the court again. She goes up. Shot no good. Tariquez and Kaixba fighting for it, but Kaixba finally got it and missed the shot, but looks like be the team's third foul on Mississinawa. I didn't see who that was on. I believe that was on Stockler. So it'll be Macy Day bringing it up. About 15 seconds left here. 41-12 Indians lead. Into the third quarter going here. 10 seconds to colleague on the left corner. She'll bring it out. She'll shoot it from the left wing. No good. Rebound. Fought for. And time expires. So we played three. Indians lead 41-12. Be back in just a minute.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Lady Indians lead 41-12, starting quarter number four. It'll be Kaixba bringing up for Lady Blackhawks. Looks like it'll be a foul on Aubrey Konapke. And that'll be the Indians' fourth. And Scholl will pass it in for the Lady Blackhawks. Gets it in to Byram. Byram to Kaixba. Brings it out past the volleyball line. Over to Arona. She gets it to back to Kaixba down in the right corner. She'll bring it out to the top of the key again. She's guarded by Lily Luthold. And she gets it, moves around, gets it to Scholl. Shot up, no good. That one was off the backboard, and it did not go in this time. She's had two of them that she banked from almost that exact spot, banked in three-pointers. So this one did not go in. Indians have the ball now. Goes into Grace Guggenbiller, and that's a jump ball, so it'll be Indians ball. And foul on. That was Marcella Tariquez. I thought you said 14, it was 24. So Elena Evers will have two foul shots. First one is up and in, 42-12. Indians with the lead. Second one up, also good. So Indians lead 43-12. 6 minutes to go here. Kaixba brings the ball across. Stolen by Lilith Holt. She'll go the length of the court, pulls up, tries to go inside, and it's taken by Byram. She'll bring it up for the Lady Blackhawks. Gets it to Arona. He gets it out to Kaixpah. Shot up, no good. Lilith Holt with a rebound again. She dribbles down in the right corner. Goes to Guggenmiller, inside to Elena Evers, up, no good. Rebound by, didn't see that was. Turikez, couldn't see her number. Now, Kaixpah has it out, past the volleyball line, dribbles down into the left corner, tries to go inside, taken by Elena Evers to Kanapke, to Colleague, shot up, no good from the left side. Rebound to the Lady Blackhawks. Kaixpah bringing the ball up and knocked away by Lily Luthold. It'll be the Blackhawks ball out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. And Kemi Johns will come in to replace Arona. And it'll be Stockler in to Arona. Excuse me, I thought Arona was coming out, but she was just going over into the corner. I didn't see who came out. It was Turikez. So, shot up, no good. Indians with the rebound. Grace Guggenmiller, shot up, no good. Rebound by Kemi Johns. And she loses it, but Aubrey Kanapke tried to grab that ball, and it went out of bounds off of her hands. So she'll take the Indians will take a timeout. 4:41 left in the game. 43-12, Indians with the lead. Be back in just a minute.
You tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians lead 43-12, beginning the fourth quarter. Blackhawks have the ball. Stockler brings it down and tries to go inside, and nobody there. Indians ball. Kanapke into Guggenmiller, back to Kanapke. She'll bring it across center court. Down into Luthold, who tries to go into Whitley Rammel off her. Sounds pass off her knee, goes out of bounds. 4:13 left here in the contest. Indians with a comfortable 43-12 lead. It'll be Stockler bringing it across for the Lady Blackhawks. She's out past the volleyball line. She'll get it to Kemi Johns, who will bring it around to the foul line and put a shot up immediately. No good. Rebound, Elena Evers. Quickly inside to Marissa Garkey. That's up and in, 45-12, 3:45 left here in the contest. And it is Stockler again with the ball. She gets it to Arona. Arona goes from the right wing around to the left wing, dribbles into the lane, and she is fouled by Marissa Garkey. Her third, fourth of the half for the Lady Indians. And looks like Faith Gruby is in for Aubrey Kanapke. Stockler will try to get it in for the Blackhawks. Kaixpah has it to Kemi Johns on the right wing. Tries to go down in the corner. Stolen by Faith Gruby. She gets it ahead to Colleague. Colleague goes inside to Lena Evers, goes over to Whitley Rammel, up and in. 47-12 now, Indians. Just over 3 minutes. And Kayexpa will bring it up for the Lady Blackhawks. She gets a screen, gets it over into the corner to Cammie Johns, who will dribble out to the top of the key. She gets it to Scholl. Back to Stockler. Back out to Byram. Stolen by the Indians. And Faith Gruby will have it. She'll bring it up court to Colleague on the left wing. She's going inside to Whitley Rammel. Just right at the foul line. Shot up no good. Elena Evers rebound. She's looking to get it. She gets it back to Whitley, who's now on the right side. And she puts it up and in. So Whitley with 10 points. And Indians lead 49-12, 2:22 left here. And it's Johns, dribbles down into the left corner, guarded by Faith Gruby. She tries to get it to Kayexpa, kicked, and back to Johns. Tries to get it to Scholl, who gets it tapped away by Colleague. Colleague goes the length of court, shot up, no good. Faith Gruby with the rebound, shot up, no good. Rebound coming the other way. And it will be Kennedy Stockler with the shot, no good. Rebound to the Blackhawks, and they'll call a timeout. Minute 52 left here. Indians lead 49-12, and we'll take a quick break while they're taking a break. Be back right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Mississinewa Valley with the inbounds pass. Shot up, no good. Rebound up and good. And it is 49-14. Just over a minute 30 left here. Indians have it. Lena Evers tries to go inside to Greg Skugenbiller. Grabbed by Blackhawks. It'll be a jump ball. And they'll have the ball, and it will be Stockler bringing it up for the Lady Blackhawks. Gets it over to Byram from the left side. Three-pointer up and good from the left wing. Minute 15 here, 49-16 now. Indians lead. And Emma Colleague bringing the ball up, tries to pass it into the corner, but travels. So a minute 8 now, and it will be the Lady Blackhawks ball. And shot up by Kikes, but no good. Rebound Indians. Grace Dugenbiller up ahead to Garkey. Garkey to Faith Gruby, out past the volleyball line to Emma Colleague on the left wing. Puts up a three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Townsend for the Blackhawks, taken away by the Indians. Faith Gruby has it. Colleague from the top of the key. Three-pointer, no good. Again, rebound by Thompson, and this time it's a jump ball. A couple of Indians tied her up, and Indians, it looked like we were going to get the ball, and then nobody went to get it. So that is what it is. We just weren't sure who was taking it out for us. So Indians have it in. It is Garkey out on the right wing, 27 seconds. Just kind of standing there. They finally get out there to guard her. It's Colleague out past the volleyball line now. She'll get it over to Garkey. Still way up from the basket, 15 seconds now. And tipped away by Scholl, and she cannot catch up with it and goes on out of bounds. Excuse me, that was Stockler. Ooh, and they're going to call a foul on Faith Gruby. So that'll be the team's sixth foul, so they're still not shooting. They'll inbound it. It'll be Scholl getting it into takes the shot up, no good. Rebound to Elena Evers, 5 seconds. Colleague down to 1 second. She'll throw one up at the buzzer. It banks in, but he waves it off. She just threw that up there as time expired. Indians, final 49-16. We'll be back in just a minute and kind of wrap this up and get ready for the varsity game. Back in just a minute.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Welcome back to Forsyth Field. That's where the Lady Indians come away with, I believe, a 49-17 victory in the junior varsity game. And that will put them at, I believe, 5-12, and put Mississinewa Valley at 2-14 for the JV records. Again, Indians look pretty good in the JV game. Noticeably better team than the Mississinewa Valley junior varsity tonight. So we'll be back with the start of the pregame show for the varsity game right after we hear a little bit about Holly Stein-Gann and Tiffany Garkey that will be entering the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame tonight. Back in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
The Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame will have two new members in its 2019 induction class. The induction ceremony will be held between the JV and varsity boys basketball games against Mississinewa Valley, scheduled for Saturday, February 2nd. The two new inductees will join the 41 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. The 2019 inductees are Tiffany Garkey McEldowney and Holly Stein-Gann. Tiffany Garkey McEldowney participated in four sports while at Fort Recovery High School, earning a total of 10 varsity letters. She earned one letter in softball and one in track, where she was a member of the regional qualifying team in the 4x800. She earned four letters in basketball. She was a first-team All-MAC selection for 3 years. She also earned first-team All-District during her junior and senior seasons. Tiffany ranks 10th in career scoring with 471 points and 5th in career rebounds with 642. She also ranks third and fifth in season rebounding totals with 251 and 245. Tiffany was a mainstay for the Fort Recovery High School volleyball team during her 4 years of high school. She lettered each of her 4 years and accumulated an impressive list of statistics and honors. She recorded 1,397 kills, 462 blocks, as well as nearly 700 digs and 100 aces in her career. She was selected first-team All-MAC 3 times and first-team All-District 3 times. During her sophomore through senior seasons, she was also chosen as third, second, and first-team All-Ohio, respectively. After graduation from Fort Recovery High School in 2007, Tiffany continued her volleyball career at the University of Dayton, where she was a 4-year varsity letter winner, helping the Flyers to A-10 regular season and tournament championships in 2007, 8, and 9. The second inductee is Holly Stein-Gann. Holly participated in 4 different sports at Fort Recovery High School during her career from 2003 to 2007. She earned a total of 11 varsity letters, 4 in basketball and track, 2 in volleyball, and 1 in cross country. She was a star on the basketball court. She scored 1,048 points, which ranks her 6th in career scoring. She was 7th in career rebounds with 513 and 3rd in career steals with 240. She ranks in season-high categories, standing 6th in steals with 79, 4th in threes made with 44, and 16th in scoring with 332 points. Holly was first-team All-MAC during her junior and senior seasons, and she won numerous team awards during her career. Holly also excelled in track and field at Fort Recovery High School. She holds the school record in shot put and discus. She participated in the state track and field meet during her sophomore, junior, and senior seasons, and she reached the podium with a 7th-place finish at state in the discus as a senior. Holly was team MVP in track during her junior and senior years. After graduation, Holly attended Defiance College, where she competed in both basketball and track for 2 years. She is still in the record book at Defiance College for free throw shooting, the discus, and the javelin. Congratulations to Tiffany Garkey-McEldowney and Holly Stein-Gann, 2019 inductees into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame.